Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Heart in the Right Place by Carolyn Jordan, narrated by Kate Forbes. This book is copyrighted 2007 by Carolyn Jordan. This recording is copyrighted 2008 by Recorded Books. Carolyn Jordan had it all: the Mercedes-Benz, the fancy soirees, the best clothes. As a U.S. Senate counsel, she moved in powerful Washington circles, and, as far as she was concerned, she was changing the world. Then, her mother had a heart attack, and Carolyn returned home to briefly help with the family medical practice. Or so she thought. And now, Heart in the Right Place.
Prologue. "You'll never see anything like this again," Daddy said, as he stooped to hold an X-ray between my face and the sunlight streaming in through his office window. He pointed to a shadowy gray blob near the center of a small rib cage. "See," he said, "this little girl's heart's on the wrong side. It's on the right." I stared at the film, trying to appreciate what I was seeing. The silhouette of a little skeleton surrounded by vague swirls of silver mists and fogs looked okay to me, but I was only 10 years old and trusted Daddy, a family doctor, to know which way the picture and the heart should go. When I didn't say anything, Daddy said, "You could go a whole lifetime without ever seeing this even once, because it's so rare." I wasn't sure, but I suspected this would be a good thing not to ever get to see again, because even though Daddy hadn't said so, I got the distinct impression that this was a very bad thing for the little girl. I touched my own chest as I struggled to understand what the backwards configuration meant, but all I could think to say was, "How does she say the pledge?" For days I wrestled with the girl's problem by asking Daddy variations of the same question. "What does she do when they play the Star-Spangled Banner? Where does she cross and hope to die?" I couldn't get over it. Left was right and right was wrong. What did it mean? 30 years later, the image still haunted me. What point was God trying to make with a little girl's life? He'd been more merciful with me. Despite my early fears that my destiny was to spend my entire life as an utterly powerless witness to one medical disaster after another, I'd eventually grown up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?